For reports of atrocities, I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The head of police in the Kyiv region of Ukraine says six charred bodies piled together have been found in Bucha, and the circumstances surrounding the deaths are being investigated. Other bodies recovered earlier this week.
Ukrainian troops cleaned up the regained land outside of the capital of Kyiv and collected the corpses of the men and women said to have been tortured, their bodies with nowhere else to go other than a mass grave. Russia continues to deny these claims, but new satellite images from March 19th show what appear to be bodies on the ground weeks before Ukraine regained control of the area. One U.S. government expert told Fox News that if Russia intended to release that gas, then it might be considered a chemical weapons event. The governor of the Luhansk region urging those nearby to stay inside.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki echoing comments from President Biden about Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling him a war criminal. The U.S. and European allies expected to announce a new round of sanctions against Russia tomorrow. Former President Obama makes a return visit to the White House to mark the anniversary of the Affordable Care Act.
The ACA's author, former President Obama, praised President Biden for taking the next step.
To fix a glitch in the regulations that will lower premiums for nearly 1 million people who need it.
President Biden said that glitch kept individuals seeking coverage from insuring their family.
Starting next year, working families in America will get the help they need to afford full family coverage.
It must go through a rules process with Republicans who want to end it, but it could open the ACA for millions more to sign up.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New bill banning so-called divisive concepts has advanced in Alabama's legislature.
The divisive concepts bill would ban discussions in school that call the U.S. inherently racist. The language in the bill is broad and says no one should be adversely treated or told they're inferior because of race, sex, color, or national origin. Republican Representative Beau Hatchett defended the bill during debate.
The fact that there's 0.01% of the population that believe those divisive concepts should be taught in our school is argument for why this bill is right.
But Democrats and African-American lawmakers like Anthony Daniels said you can't pick and choose what speech is free.
They're getting ready to erase history, all history, and control the content and what's being taught.
The bill was amended to say that there should be no interference with the teaching of history. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Indiana State Police says it used genealogical data and crime scene evidence to link Harry Greenwell, who died in 2013, to the death of three female motel clerks and sexual assault of a fourth in Indiana and Kentucky from 1987 to 1990. After becoming Twitter's largest shareholder, Elon Musk will have a say in how the company is run.
Elon Musk will serve on Twitter's board. The Tesla CEO has purchased more than 9% of the company, making him the single largest shareholder. He will be restricted as a board member and can't own more than 14.9% of Twitter stock. David Bahnsen is chief investment officer of the Bahnsen Group.
I think that what they realize is perhaps an entire new strategy is needed, and Musk clearly has been successful in generating such.
Musk has 80 million Twitter followers. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Tiger Woods says for now he's planning to play this week at the Masters. The five-time Masters champ said he will play some practice holes tomorrow before making a final decision, but will be doing so with the intention of playing Thursday. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.